now joining the head coach for Scott City and Glenn O'Neill. And, Coach, thanks for joining us here post-game here. 69-48 win for your boys. It was kind of an interesting game. A lot of fouls called, fairly tightly called there. But your overall thoughts on this afternoon's game?
We knew it was going to be tight with, you know, officials. We've had these guys in the past, and they've called a tight game. And, you know, so it's nothing new. I mean, we told our kids, hey, the scouting report is keep your hands off. And, you know, we did at times, and at other times, you know, not so well. I don't know what our free throws were, but, you know, we shot well early, and in the second half didn't shoot quite as well. But, you know, for the first game, you know, the motto is always survive and move on. So we got that taken care of. You know, we're going to go over and watch the Schlegel game. I wish we could stay and beat clones and watch the girls game and the opponent. But, you know, I think anytime you get a chance to watch the other team play that, you know, you have a chance to play the next night, I think you need to do that.
Well, Trey O'Neill definitely did ignite the offense, scoring 12 out of the first 13 points a game. And then a lot of players came in and were active along the way, may not have scored a lot, but Sloan Baker ended up with a nice game with 13 points. And it was a nice game scoring-wise for Chance Yeager with around 10.
Yeah, Chance can shoot the ball. I mean, he just needs to kind of get his confidence back a little bit. And, you know, Brett kind of looked a little tired. I don't know if he was feeling a little sick, but, you know, just kind of looked a little tired early. And, you know, days like that, you need your seniors to step up. And, you know, I thought our guys did a good job.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it this afternoon, 69-48. And a tough duo up top to guard there with Jeremiah Pruitt and Quentin Gutierrez. A couple of quick sophomore guards. But you guys did enough there to slow them down and get them into some foul trouble in that first half and even in the second half.
Well, as long as you only got two of them doing all the scoring instead of, you know, five of them doing, you know, the scoring, you probably got a chance. You know, they did a great job in the first half, and I think they got a little frustrated in the second half and, you know, picked up a couple cheapies after they got, you know, maybe a legit foul. And, you know, but, you know, new coming in, both of them could really shoot the ball.
And it's kind of the first time you've really seen this athletic of a team with four guards like this. How did you feel you guys matched up with them?
I don't know if it's the first time. I mean, Trinity's pretty athletic. Yeah. You know, got some nice guards. And, you know, it's just the first time. Ulysses, you know, you got Rodriguez. You got, you know, a couple of the other kids that maybe not four, but you got three. But, you know, the nights we played those guys, they weren't on, you know, on fire or shooting the ball like these guys normally do. So I guess that's probably the biggest difference. But, you know, 2023, very good, you know, guards. You know, the heck of a sophomore pair. And, you know, that's why you play in this tournament, you know, so you get a chance to, you know, see that type of skill level.